In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Last Sunday, we heard Jesus speak about our interior motivations and how they determine the moral quality of our actions. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. Well, it is interesting that this discussion of ritual purity and interior motivations is followed by two miracles of healing: the daughter of a Syrophoenician woman who was possessed by a demon, and the story related in today's gospel, the healing of a deaf man who also had a speech impediment. Throughout his ministry on earth, Jesus performed miracles of healing. These miracles are important in themselves as sign of God's compassion and care for his people. They are also signs that Jesus is, in fact, God, that he has power over nature to cure the sick, to cast out demons, and even to raise the dead. As we hear in the beautiful first reading from the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, your God will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame leap like a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy." But it is also worth remembering that Jesus did not heal everyone he met, or cast out all the demons, or raise all the dead to life, but only a selected few. And even those miraculous cures were not permanent. Those who were healed did not live forever. They got sick again, or they died of accident or old age. And this suggests that Jesus' miracles of healing, of exorcism, of resurrection, have a deeper spiritual meaning. They point us beyond this life to the life to come. We are only here on earth for a short time, and yet our destiny is eternal. And that is why our life here on earth is so significant. The moral choices that we make in our lives will ultimately determine our fate in the world to come. Will we enjoy the beauty, peace, and eternal love of the kingdom of heaven? Or will we be cast into the outer darkness where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth? God is the Lord of life. He has given life to us and wants to give it even more abundantly. He does not want anyone to be lost. And he gives each of us, in the context of our own lives and circumstances, all that is necessary for our salvation. He may not give us all we want in this present life, but he gives us all that is necessary. At Lourdes, Our Lady told Saint Bernadette, "I promise you happiness, but not in this life." In the same way, our Lord promises each and every one of us eternal health and healing and happiness, not in this life, but in the world to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.